A very warm welcome, everybody, to our joint parishes Zoom blether. And first of all, this morning, we're going to head for Kintore and to find out what's going on. Neil, over to you.
Thank you, Sheila. It's Christmas season. The first of our Christmas services is tonight, Sunday evening, carols by candlelight at 6 p.m. in the church, and also available on Zoom and hopefully YouTube. Just watch out for our Facebook and website to get the details for that. Then the Christmas services themselves start on Christmas Eve with a Christingle service at 5 p.m., which is in the church. We are taking bookings. And if you could contact our church secretary on email or telephone, her details are on Facebook and online, you're more than welcome to join us in person for Christingle at 5 p.m. on Friday. Then the late night watch night service starts at 11:15. That is only on Zoom. Again, you'll get the link online. And then Christmas morning will be on Zoom and in person in the church at 11 o'clock. And that is our Christmas program at Kintore. Over to you, Tose.
Thank you. I'm very happy to see the different culture of celebrating Christmas here. I'm very happy about the Christmas trees, Christmas light in the streets, which are not there in Zimbabwe. Very happy to see that and be part of that culture as well. As far as what's happening in Kintore, Neil has said it all. I hand over to you.
Thank you, Tosi. Talking about Christmas trees for the first year for many, many years, the manse will not have a Christmas tree in Manimast simply because we've got a kitten and she's climbing on everything. And so it's not that we're bah humbug or anything of that nature, but we are going to celebrate Christmas. We're going to celebrate Christmas in the church as well. And on Christmas Eve, we have a family service at 7 o'clock in Manimast Church. Christmas morning, we have a family service at Clooney Church at 10:30. And then on Boxing Day, we have a regular service. Well, it's actually going to be lessons and carols. And that's at 10 o'clock in Clooney Church Hall. So we're using the three buildings so that we have a bit of time. And there will be mask wearing and social distancing in the churches for all the services. So that's how we're going to celebrate Christmas. And now we go over to hear what's happening at Kemney with Sheila.
Good morning. I hope you're all going to enjoy the Nativity play, which is going to be broadcast this morning, and to see the children all performing, singing, even dancing during all of that. In the evening, we will have lessons and carols, and that starts at 6:30. On Christmas Eve, we will have the Christingle service, and we hope that we are able to get together to enjoy that time. We start the watch night service at 11 o'clock with carols, and then the watch night service itself after that. There will be no services in the church on Christmas Day or Boxing Day, and these will be available on Zoom as we share worship with the other churches in our grouping. It's important to look at our website and Facebook to get updates on all of these, especially to find out about booking a seat for these services, which we feel is quite important so that we can manage the congregation with appropriate distancing in view of the current COVID climate. So I now pass it on to Stella.
Good morning and welcome from Blairdaven Chapel of Gairy. The service today is in carols and lesson service. On the 24th, on watch night, we'll have a Christingle service with Sheila Mitchell at 5:30. We might change the venue, but at the moment that's in Chapel of Gairy Church with distancing. The Christmas Day service is just on Zoom, and we'll be sharing the other kirk services. And on Boxing Day, just a reminder that we're sharing the service at Echt in Midmar, and we're going over to Echt and look forward to being in a different building. But the usual Zoom will apply for that. Okay, back to you, Sheila.
Thank you very much. Well, on Christmas Eve, the family service is at 4 o'clock at Midmar, and that's a carol service with Christingles. and then watch night at 11:30 at Echt. Then, of course, on Christmas Day, as Stella said, on Boxing Day, we're having a joint service with our friends from Blairdaff and Chapel of Beery, and that's 10:15, the normal worship time in Echt. It goes without saying, as Sheila Simpson said, that this is really a movable feast, actually, this week. The COVID regulations and guidance from the Church of Scotland, we're expecting that that's going to be updated once, if not twice, because the COVID group is having conversations with civil servants and with the Scottish Government. So please, please, please double check service times by having a look online at Twitter, at Facebook, and also at our web pages. It's likely there are going to be changes to what we were hoping to have in place by the end of the week. Having said that, we're looking forward to a wonderful Christmas season and to worshipping together, regardless of which congregation we belong to. We are all welcome in one another's churches and to join one another in worship at any time. And now we do go to worship together because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Welcome to worship at Kemnig Parish Church. Whether you're in the building with us, watching online or catch up, we're delighted to have you join us. As people have been saying in the blether there, we've got an evolving COVID situation. So the church is actually having an emergency session meeting on Monday night to make decisions about the Christmas Eve services. So it's very important, please keep an eye on our church website, social media. Certainly, before you come to any of the services, please check that they are online. They're on in the building. We're not sure whether they will be or not. We've got a 6:30 Christingle service and an 11 p.m. carols and watch night service. Right, we now sing Mary's Boy Child. Today is the fourth Sunday in Advent, and we light the fourth candle. The candles, which are already burning, are to remind us of hope, peace, and joy. Today we light the candle of love. which reminds us that God showed his love for us all by sending his son Jesus. And we'll hear from the children shortly the good news of Jesus' birth. Love is the greatest gift of all. Jesus focused on preaching love throughout his ministry. He taught us to love God and to love your neighbour. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your gift of love. Thank you that you came to live among us, to love us and save us. Teach us to love and how to practice it every day. We ask these things in your name, and all God's children said, Amen. We now light the candle, and while we're lighting a candle, we'll be singing Like a Candle Flame.
Yeah. The angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. Glory to God in the heavenly heights. Peace to all men and women on earth who please him. Luke 2, verse 13 and 14.
Throne promised forever to Jesus alone.
Luke 1:32. He will be great, be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule Jacob's house forever, no end ever to his kingdom.
Where shone a bright star which Magi on camels followed afar.
There came wise men from the east asking, where is the king of the Jews?
What do you get if you cross a sheep with a kangaroo?
A woolly jumper.
A woolly jumper?
With myrrh and gold brought by the wise men, as Matthew has told.
They entered the house and saw the child in the arms of Mary, his mother. Overcome, they kneeled and worshipped him. Then they opened their luggage and presented gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
2:11. A saviour has just been born in David's town. A saviour who is Messiah and Master. This is what you are to look for. A baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger.
G is for God!
G is for God, who from heaven above sent down to mankind the Son of his love. This is how much God loved the world. He gave his Son, his one and only Son. John CV 16.
Why was a snowman rummaging in a bag of carrots? Because he was picking his nose.
For a child has been born for us, the gift of a son for us. He'll take over the running of the world. His name will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
H is for Herod, whose murderous scheme was told to Joseph in a nocturnal dream. After the scholars were gone, God's angel showed up again in Joseph's dream and commanded, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt. Stay until further notice." Herod is on the hunt for this child and wants to kill him.
Why was Santa's little helper depressed?
Because he had low self-esteem.
The Samaritan woman said, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews did not associate with Samaritans.
Night is for Emmanuel, for God is with us, for Christ brought us back to Father's house. A girl who is presently a virgin will get pregnant. She'll bear a son and name him Emmanuel, God with us. Isaiah 7:14.
J is for Joseph, so noble and just, obeying God's word with lots of trust.
Then Joseph woke up. He did exactly what God's angel commanded him to do in the dream. He married Mary, but he did not consummate the marriage until after she had the baby. He named the baby Jesus.
How do Christmas angels greet each other?
L is for love, that he brought down to earth, God enfleshed in lowly birth.
M is for Mary, his mother so brave, counting God faithful and mighty to save. And Mary said, "Yes, I see it all now. I am the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me, just as you say."
O is for Omega, meaning the last. He is eternally present, future and past.
Revelation chapter 22, verse 13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
I was the bubble so addicted to Christmas because he was hooked on trees his whole life.
P is for prophets, when living on earth, foretold his redemption and blessed birth.
I see him, but not right now. I perceive him, but not right here. A star rises from Jacob, a scepter from Israel. Numbers chapter 24, verse 17.
Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us. Luke 2:16.
What do you call a greedy elf?
Elfish.
Elfish.
R is for rejoice. The sorrow of sin is banished forever when Jesus comes in. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. Luke 1:14.
S is for Saviour. To be this he came. The angel of God assigned him his name.
Matthew 1:21. She will give birth to a son, and when she does, you, Joseph, will name him Jesus. God saves, because he will save his people from their sins.
What does Santa suffer from if he gets stuck in a chimney?
Claustrophobia.
T is for tidings of joy, not of danger, telling of him who was laid in a manger.
U is for us, to whom Jesus was given to show us the way and take us to heaven.
Acts chapter 10, verse 38. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power.
X is for Christ. It's X in Greek, anointed Messiah, mighty, yet meek.
Y is for yes, called God's yes in his word. God's answer to all is Jesus the Lord.
Wit is for wonderful.
It's for wonderful. His rest and his
Red, the King of all kings, the Lord of the lords.
B is for virgin.
Matthew 1:23. Watch for this, a virgin will get pregnant and bear a son. They will name him Emmanuel, Hebrew for God is with us.
What wobbles in the sky? A helicopter.
His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me."
A Christmas Prayer by Robert Louis Stevenson. Loving Father, help us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift, and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be with thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
I didn't think that it would be appropriate if we just left the story of Jesus hanging like that without saying a special thank you, not just to the children and the adults who took part, but to the leaders who put the whole of that story together for us. I don't think I've ever seen a nativity presentation just quite like that, because it didn't just tell us about the wonderful birth of our Saviour Jesus, but it told us a lot about what he was like when he grew up. And wouldn't it be great if we could all think about finding out more about Jesus by reading it in the Bible here and then trying our best to be like him? And the world would be a much better place. What a lovely prayer that was at the end too. And actually, what a lovely dance that was at the beginning. I was taken aback by it to begin with, but then I remembered that there are other places in the Bible where people were so rejoiced in what God was doing for them that they just had to get up and dance and sing and rejoice. And so that's what Christmas reminds us about. It's a marvelous time. It's a time to rejoice. It's a time to be with our families. It's a time to think about others as well. So can I ask those who are here at the moment to say a really big thank you to the children, the adults, and the organisers.
Nativity would be complete without a couple of songs for the children. So we're going to sing two songs, Away in a Manger and another one, which you'll hear in a moment. So please join in. Feel free to stand up if you wish, or sit if you wish.
Stars in the
about this particular service. She said that this next song is one that the kids really like. So you're going to have to sing along with us to help us to this song. Yeah, you can sit down, yeah. We've got one more song for you. This is one that we normally sing on Christmas Day, funnily enough. But things are different this year, so I hope it's okay if we indulge you by singing this particular song now. At Christmas time, there's presents underneath the tree. The tree goes flying and the drum goes bang. There's a gift that you cannot see on Christmas Day. Best of all is Jesus. The best of all is your son. It's the best of all is what God gave to me. The best of all is what he
Let's now join in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we bring before you today our prayers for the world. We bring before you a world where war, famine, and disagreements are a daily occurrence. Lord, we often cannot escape stories of suffering and pain throughout the world through what we see and hear. whether it is close to home or far away. We bring our prayers before you now. Merciful Lord, we bring before you the nations torn apart by war and conflict. We especially pray for the people of Nigeria, Ethiopia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, Mexico, and the people of the Crimea. Lord, we also remember those in Bangladesh who are suffering for gathering together, and for all Christians throughout the world who are suffering persecution. We pray for all those who have lost loved ones, and we pray that they may be comforted by the Holy Spirit. We pray for those who have lost their homes or possessions, and for those living in constant fear of attack or hardship. We pray that you may fill their hearts with peace. We pray for the Crimea region, Lord, and ask that tensions on the border may subside. Father, you are the Prince of Peace. Please enter the hearts and minds of all people and fill us all with love for one another and the peace only you can bring. We bring before you all those who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are housebound, and those who are struggling with any issue. We bring those known to us and to you in a moment of silence. Lord, we pray that the healing of the Spirit may be with them especially at this time of Advent. We pray for all those who are unable to see family at this Christmas time especially. We thank you for the gifts of our emergency services and for those involved in them. We thank you that we are so blessed here, Lord, with such close and accessible help when needed. We pray for our leaders and those in positions of responsibility. Lord, please guide their decision-making and guide them towards making choices based on love and compassion only. We pray for our Queen and her family also. Finally, Jesus, we pray for ourselves. Help us to be true disciples of Christ in all of what we do. We ask that we may spread the love and sincerity of Christ this Christmas especially. Lord, we ask that you may grant us peace as we celebrate together. In Jesus' name, we ask these things. Amen.
Right, as we come to the end of this service, we're going to sing another song that's really for the kids. It's This Child. I think you all know it really well. So please join with us and get on your feet and sing along, because we might not get another opportunity to do this this Christmas season. So there we go.
Bye.
Leslie's going to just say a blessing to end our service.
What a great song to finish with, wasn't it? This child means such a lot to us all. But before I ask for some special blessings, can I ask you, when we're leaving at the end, if you could leave quite quickly to clear the main part of the church. If you want to talk to folk, there's plenty of room outside. So don't hang around too much in the building, please. And now, Lord, we ask you to grant your special blessing at this Christmas time, especially this next weekend, on those whose lives are so difficult and so different from ours in many ways. We pray for volunteers in charities like the food bank and the homeless charities like the Samaritans, that they will be able to take the joy of Christmas to those who are on our streets and who really haven't the wherewithal to look after themselves. Grant a blessing to all that we love. We may or may not be able to see them this Christmas, but we know that you will be with them, and we will be with them too, in spirit, if not in person. Lord, we ask you to keep sending us your Holy Spirit to guide us at all times. And so may the blessing of God, our Father, our Son, and our Holy Spirit continue to be with us today at Christmas Day and every day. Amen.